I am watching the latest episode of Venture Forward, getting back to our roots in 2024. Now, the reason why I mention this is I was watching this and I started thinking about like that picturesque kind of campsite that you go to, that you get all the pictures, but it's windy as windy could be. It's like a terrible camp situation. Well, I just watched, where am I at on this? I can tell you exactly where I'm at. So I'm at 10 minutes and 5 seconds in, and two things that were on my mind came up in the last minute of watching this. One was how the evolution of overlanding is, and I mentioned this in a podcast a long time ago, how us as overlanders, a lot of us started out, you know, like we went with our dads, and then we got into backpacking or mountain biking, and then we got into camping, and then that evolved into overlanding, which, you know, then you've got a rooftop tent, then a trailer, then an RV, and so on. So I was watching it, and I laughed at the thought that, you know, we've watched Chris go through at least two of these things. And really kind of, I mean, we've watched him hike, but I would bundle that with his overlanding. But yeah, we watched him go from living in a Jeep to, you know, now he's got a Sprinter van as well. And so he's got both, and he still has the Defender. But he's got a home, and so he's kind of settling a little bit, just getting more comfortable, but he's still getting out, you know. And he's not at the age where I would say that he would stop because of age. He's just kind of stopping or slowing down because of life. You know, he's got a girlfriend now. I don't think they're married yet. I could be wrong. I don't know. I have no clue. But that kind of struck me. And then the other thing that I thought was kind of funny that happened in the show, I'm watching it and it's, right now, I'm at 10:05 into it whenever I stopped the show and decided to make this podcast because I saw these two points. One, like I said, the evolution of what overlanding is or how we're going to go through this if you continue doing this as you get older. The other was he had pulled up to an awesome campsite and pulled up over a little hill. He was already up a mountain, pulled up over a little hill, and it came out to a little peninsula where he could just park the Sprinter van there, kind of sticking out, and your view was unreal. Like it was, you were just past the trees, so you were like in the bare air almost of what that valley inside of that mountain was like. And I thought that's beautiful, but that's just a place to get a photograph. Like that's not a place to camp because the elements, like the wind would be insane on the side of that mountain. The way this campsite kind of looked. It's just for a picture. And so I'm wondering if he was going to stay there. And then there's a video, part of the video where he's sitting inside cooking dinner. And again, reminded me of how more comfortable the van could be because he's talking about how he's prepared his food. Watch the episode. It's really, really good so far. But he's sitting there and I'm like, okay, well, if you had a van, maybe you would camp there. I don't think he would camp there in his Jeep because you would have to pop up the Ursa Minor. It would be too windy. I don't think he would have camped there in his Jeep, but I thought this is interesting. He'll camp there in the van. Well, then he decides he's not going to camp there. And the reason is a good reason. It's because his tires are kind of bald and doesn't think that he can make it back down the mountain. I'm not going to say any more about the episode other than those things, which isn't like the big, like, wow of the episode so far. So it's just like a little side note, but it was interesting how I had thought of those two things, a past podcast about the evolution and then how there's no way he would have camped there in his Jeep. And that's only a campsite for a photograph. And while I was watching this and I tell you about this show, just kind of get into that conversation of Would you stay at a campsite just because it's beautiful, even though it would mean it's probably one of the worst nights of sleep you would ever have? That's a hard one. Like, it really kind of is a hard one, because we all know how awesome it is to wake up at an amazing campsite and to wake up and to get the fire going, start your coffee, and just enjoy it before. And especially, I'm one of those that I'm up a lot of times before anybody else. And so I'll just sit there and enjoy it, the quietness. You know, nothing's going on yet, so the animals haven't been freaked out. It's just me. I'm trying to not make noise, especially if there's other people camping around me. You know, if I'm in a group, you know, I'm trying to be quiet and just taking in what that beautiful campsite is. Those are awesome. I also like a good night's sleep. So sometimes there's that trade-off, you know. Do you want to stay at that beautiful spot, or do you want to have a good night's sleep? Now, I will tell you that with the quick pitch, with the wedge style rooftop tent, spending the night where it's windy isn't as bad. If I can aim the truck and the front of that wedge into where the wind's coming from, if I can do that, then I don't have as much noise and as rough of a night. The truck doesn't move around quite as much. You know, if it's directly to the side of the truck, then it's going to move the truck around quite a bit. But if you're pointed into the wind, you know, overland hack here, if you're pointed into the wind, especially with the wedge style tent, then you're going to have a better experience than those that don't have a wedge style tent. You know, they just make a lot of noise. All of them do. So I would, you know, it just depends. For me, I think I'll answer the question myself. For me, I think it would depend on how beautiful the spot was. If it's the most amazing place I've ever seen in my whole entire life, I'm camping there. I am. I'm just doing it. If it's a dime a dozen, you know, like, yeah, this is pretty cool, but right around this little corner here, I can camp in the middle of all those trees. May pick that one. And it depends on, you know what probably is the biggest factor? How many days am I going to be camping? How many days have I camped so far? So, like, how many days have I already had bad sleep? And that's if you've had them. Like, you could be on a week-long or a month-long camp, and every night you've slept has been wonderful. But then there's overnights that I've been on where I can't get any sleep. And whether it's the weather or spooky shit happening around camp, we've all experienced that, whether it's an animal or people or just weird sounds. We've all experienced that. But it just depends on where I am in my sleep and all that kind of stuff, I guess. So, but comment on the Facebook page, at least, comment and let me know, would you camp? What are the rules that you have for a beautiful spot that isn't going to be a comfortable camping situation? What are your rules on that? And they may be as complicated as mine. I get it. There's a lot of factors that fit into that. But I am excited about today. Today, me and a buddy are going to go and do a winter drive. We're going to go to Skelack Lake Road and just check it out. Do a video while we're out there. Kind of give some of the people. There's a lot of people that come to the Kenai that have places that have never stayed here in a winter, or they've been here four or five times. They've never been here during winter because they're here to fish. So one of the things I thought I might do is show what some of these places look like whenever it's all snowy. And for those of you that haven't been here, I think it'll also be an awesome time to just check out what we're doing here in Alaska and what Alaska's like. It's amazing here. Like, I've been blown away every day still Like even the other day I told Sarah, I think one day, and then Sarah told me a couple days later, she was like, we live in Alaska. So it still hits us. And, you know, and I've talked to people that have been here forever that say they still have that same feeling as well, even after many, many years of being here. It's been quite an experience. I've got a few new gadgets that I'll be doing some reviews on. My Colite, I think they're called the Trailblazers, the 6.5-inch driving off-road driving lights have been installed, and they are bright as fire. I like them. They are a lot more durable feeling than my old lights, but I'm going to have a video review about that. And, you know, kind of a firsthand review because obviously they haven't been on the truck very long. I got a canned cooker the other day. So I'm going to be making some meals in the canned cooker and then doing some reviews and videos on that. I'm also an affiliate. So once I have that video out, I will connect an affiliate link to that so that you can hopefully get some savings and, you know, it just helps out the channel. I'm looking for a few more affiliates. I've got Midland Radio. I've got a few others that if you looked on my link tree that's on the Instagram page of All Over Overland, you can find some of those there. And I'm going to do a little bit better job about letting you know if there's those kind of sales, like if big sales are happening. So yeah, what else do we got? I love grilled cheese sandwich. So I got, what are they called? Panini presses kind of thing. You make a grilled cheese sandwich at camp. You can put it on the campfire. You can put it on your grill, or your stove, I guess. So I got one of those. I've been using it at work and it's amazing. Trying to think if there's anything else recently that I've acquired. I don't think so. Yeah, I can't think of anything else that's happened recently. So, we're back from Christmas, back from the new year, back from all the things. So got a drive today that I'm going on and then going to start planning some stuff coming up. It seems like I've got another something or other coming up not too long that I'm going to be doing. Anyway, maybe just planning some stuff. You guys are awesome. I know what's crazy is that in Oklahoma, so all my Oklahoma people, it's colder in Oklahoma than it is in Alaska right now. And you told me that winter's here. We're going to suck. I'm going to leave it with that. You guys are awesome. Whatever you do, make sure that you go all over. Thank you guys.